John Flynn, former Erie County District Attorney with Lippis Mathias LLP, is with us on the WBEN Liveline. John, a very dark moment for the country. What are your observations from what you watched yesterday?
Well, it's obviously an awful situation where, you know, violence has now crept into our political arena more and more every day. You know, you had the president, you know, attempted assassination while during the campaign. You had the two Minnesota lawmakers that were murdered. And now you have this young man, and 31 years old, who was shot and killed in cold blood yesterday. And so it's just, it's obviously a terrible, terrible situation.
The investigation and manhunt that's underway, a lot of confusion as to who exactly is searching for this person. I mean, what jurisdiction would this fall under? What would the involvement of the FBI be at this point? What could you tell us about how this might be playing out?
Yeah, sure, Brian. So, you know, the overwhelming majority of murder cases that occur in this country are going to be state-related cases and not federal cases. You know, of the, you know, my 8 years as DA, unfortunately, of the hundreds of homicides that occurred in Erie County, the federal government only got involved in two. And that was obviously the top shooting, and that was, and the second one was, you know, a murder that took place on a porch there on the west side of Buffalo a number of years ago that involved a burning of a body, if you remember. But that involved some drug trafficking activities that occurred, that originated in Florida. So, you know, again, of the hundreds and hundreds of homicides that occurred, you know, between 2016 and 2024, my time as DA, only two were federal. The others were all state. So, you know, this is initially predominantly going to be a state investigation. Now, the feds are going to have jurisdiction, concurrent jurisdiction with the state. You know, if there's some federal nexus here, that federal nexus has to be that there's some federal law that was broken that ties into this shooting. You know, so unless it, you know, it happened on federal property or was a federal official or it was part of a conspiracy case or something that crossed state lines or part of another federal offense like drugs or something like that, it's going to be a state investigation. Now, that doesn't mean, Brian, that you can't ask the FBI for help. Obviously, you want to have all resources available and you want to have as many people as possible helping out to find this person. So you can obviously ask the FBI for help. But if I'm the local DA and this happened in my community, I'm certainly not letting the FBI take over. I'm going to be the lead in this. And I'm going to actually, you know, conduct the investigation here. And obviously, I'm going to want the FBI and the feds help. But this is a state murder case.
John, you know, the governor of Utah indicated yesterday that Utah has the death penalty. I mean, if they do find a federal offense and they do find the shooter, I mean, could this also be a federal case as well? I mean, similar to the top shooting.
It could be, Susan. If they, again, they got to find some federal link, though. You got to have something to hang your hat on in order for it to be a federal case. Now, I mean, here's a couple potential examples. One potential example could be that, you know, it's my understanding, and I really didn't follow Charlie Kirk, you know, tell you the truth, but, if my understanding, he was a very strong a Christian. And so your religion is a protected class under federal law. So if there's any kind of, if they catch the person who did it and they find any kind of evidence that they did it because of Mr. Kirk's Christian beliefs, they can perhaps make a civil rights murder case out of it. If they found that it was a conspiracy to kill other members of, say, right-wing media, okay, like the Minnesota shooting. The Minnesota shooting where they killed the two elected officials, that became a federal indictment because there was evidence of a conspiracy to murder multiple public officials in the state of Minnesota. So again, you have to have some kind of a federal nexus here in order for it to be a federal case. And then, yeah, you could do both, like TOPS. You could do a state, you could do the federal. Now, there's really no reason to do that, though, if you have the death penalty in Utah, as you pointed out, Susan. I mean, there's no point in having two cases when the punishment is going to be the same. So, you know, it's probably going to be at the end of the day, it's probably going to be a state case, you know, unless you can find some kind of federal link.
Well, John, thank you for the insight this morning. Appreciate the time. John Flynn, former Erie County District Attorney, joining us live here on WBEN.